Hello, Ashley.
Hello. Hey.
Hi, my name is Maysoon. I'm calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you doing
Okay, can
today?
you? I'm all right. Can you hold for a second, please?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hi Ashley.
Hey.
Hey, did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Not yet.
Okay, did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
You said, what was my injury?
Yes.
I had something dealing with like my brain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Were you diagnosed with anything, or do you know?
I had compensation brain tumor.
I'm sorry?
I had compensation brain tumor.
A brain tumor? Oh, wow. And do you know what it was called specifically? Did they give you a different name of the diagnosis?
I'm trying to remember. See, I'm trying to remember what was the name of the guy now. I can't remember.
Okay, do you could check any medical records if you have any, or a my chart, or if you even wanted to Google some of your symptoms to see if it does show you
Okay.
anything.
Okay.
And you said, oh.
I think the what they call it was meningioma.
Meningioma? Meningioma. And you said it was located.
You say what?
You said it was located in your brain? Gosh. Oh, I'm so sorry. And when did they diagnose you with that?
Oh my hold on, my battery and my headphones kind of go low. Hold on, let me see.
Okay.
when you said when they diagnosed me with it, it
Yes.
was August 18th, 2022.
August 18th, 2022. Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
February 12, 1985.
Okay. I heard February. And what was the day?
The 12th, 1985.
85. Thank you. And did you know of anyone else who also took Depo and had a similar diagnosis or issue?
Not that I know.
Okay. And as far as your usage, were you receiving the Depo pill or Depo shot?
This is demo shot.
Was it the name brand injectable?
It was, what was it, Pfizer?
Pfizer. Okay, so the name brand?
Yeah, the brand name was Pfizer. Yes, ma'am.
And was it called Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
It was Depo Provera.
Okay. Depo Provera. And how many years were you using it for?
How many? I think I was using it for like 2 years, if I'm not mistaken.
2 years, and within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Say it again, ma'am.
Within 1 year, can you confirm that you received four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
You said that I used 392.
Yeah, from January 1st, 1992 until today, the present date, did you use it within those years?
Yes, ma'am. But I ain't gonna say like 92, man. Not in 92, but I did use it.
Okay, so what year did you first start using it?
I started taking dimple shots in 2019.
In 2019, and then you stopped in
2022.
Okay, so you used it for about 3 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled Ashley.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name Mosby.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And what is your marital status?
I am single.
Okay. And for your email address, I have your first name, last name 100 at Gmail. And then is this your main cell phone number, the best number to reach you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what is your current home address?
1 Hidden Valley, apartment C5, Tupelo, Mississippi, 38860. I did say 1 Hidden Valley Drive, right?
Yes. One Hidden Valley Drive, and it was apartment C5.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and was the depot administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
Say it again. Say again.
Was the depot being administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself? Who was giving you the shot?
It was by a doctor.
Okay. And do you know how many times you were injected with Depo-Provera?
I think it was it every, I think it was every 3 months. Once every 3 months.
Okay, so about 4 times a year, and you did it for 3 years, so about 12 times in total.
Yes, ma'am. But I was gonna tell you, man. Don't make. I can't lie. Like I can tell you how many it was. That was so long ago.
Yeah. Okay, well, do you remember the name of the facility where it was being administered?
The facility. It was at. It was at. What's the name of that place? Ta 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 ta. It's the health department. It was. I think the name of it was Okalona Healthcare. If I'm not mistaken, that was the name of the nursing clinic, but the surgery that took place happened in North Mississippi Medical Center. You might well put that name down because they all connected.
Okay, so the place where you were receiving the depot shot, that was the, let's see.
North Mississippi Medical Center.
Oh, North Mississippi Medical Center. Is that the one on 4566 South Eason Boulevard?
No, that's the one at 830 South Gloucester Street.
Okay. I see one on Madison Street and one on Green Street. Or is that not the one?
Where you at and where?
It says for North Mississippi Medical Center, there's one on 1665 South Green Street, and then another on 845 South Madison Street.
Okay, well that might be the well that might be the address thing.
The Madison
Okay, that
Street?
might, yes ma'am, that might be the one.
Okay. And do you remember your doctor's name that was giving you the depot shot?
The doctor's name was Dr. Annie Blossom.
That was Dr. Ernie Lawson. Ernest Lawson?
Amy Blossom. Amy, like Amy and like a flower blossom.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Right. And was she your prescribing doctor as well?
Yes, ma'am.
At the same facility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And which pharmacy were you going to?
The pharmacy I went to was Walgreens.
Oh, Walgreens. Do you know what street it was on?
I don't know if the street is Gloucester or West Main. I don't know if which street they use.
Was it nearby the that clinic?
Huh?
Was the Walgreens near the clinic or was it in a different
Yeah,
area?
and it's close to the clinic, but it's like closer towards like South Gloucester and West Main, it's like by Crosstown.
Okay. I see one in Ocean Springs. It says
You talking about
three.
wall?
Yes.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's in Tupelo.
Okay, for that one, yeah, I see one on Main Street. I see another on Barnes Crossing Road.
Oh, no, the one on Main Street.
The one on Main Street.
No.
Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they do a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
They did MRI.
MRI. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
The name was Dr. Paul Beveren.
Was that at the same facility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said his name was Doctor, was it Paul? Paul?
You saying which one did my my test and treatment?
Yes.
Okay, there was Dr. John Stratton Jr. That's who did the treatment. Dr. John Stratton Jr.
Dr. John.
Mm-hmm.
And can you spell his last name?
S T R A U G H N Junior.
Okay, thank you. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis at all?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And have you received treatment for the meningioma diagnosis?
You can have our receive any treatment.
Yes.
I just had the surgery and the radiation therapy. That's all.
Surgery and radiation. Was that at that same facility, the North
Yes,
Mississippi
ma'am.
Medical? Okay.
I'm sorry.
And do you have a family history of meningioma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said the treating doctor was also Dr. John?
It was yes, ma'am. John Stone. That's the one who treated me. Yes, ma'am. Test and treatment. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Oh, they just treated me for like 6 weeks, 4 to 5 times in a week.
Okay. So you were hospitalized for at least 6 weeks? Gosh. And do you have any medical records that show your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am, I should. They should have it like at the place. Yes, ma'am, I should.
And do you have access to a MyChart login?
Not at the moment, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. And then for the purpose of your medical records, can I get your social as well?
Yes, ma'am. It is 4-9-2-9-0-1-3-5-8.
Okay, so the last four was 1358. Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, I can give you my mother number.
You said you're a mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Does she live with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Her name is Jacqueline Mosey.
Can you spell that for me?
JACQUELINE.
Okay, thank you. And then just her phone number whenever you're ready.
It's 314-482-9457.
9456?
57.
57.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
Sure.
Okay, because I'm going to send over the documents to you right now. So you should receive them as a text message and sent to your email, whichever one is easier for you to open up. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, then give me 1 second while I get this sent over. Okay, I think it just went through.
Okay.
You received it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you can go ahead and open that up. Were you able to open the documents?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then while you're looking over that, I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line so you have my number, but I'll be here on the line.
I found it.
Okay. Yes, I just received it. All right. And then before we wrap up, I did want to make sure that you know what to expect next. So the law firms will be reaching out to you soon, and they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. And they may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. But if you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Right. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. And if you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Okay. And then can you confirm that you will be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then please note once your file goes through quality assurance, I'm going to be giving you a call back within the next few hours or so just to transfer you over to them directly. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then I sent you that text from my direct line. In case you did have any questions at all, you can reach me at that number. And then that is pretty much all I need for you at the moment. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
I love now. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.